CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Setting the scene for 2022, we speak of China, we speak of the Horn of Africa and the Civil War. Now we turn to the Black Sea Basin, Ukraine. And in these last hours, the report is that the U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, has spoken with the Wall Street Journal. This quote, "My hope is that we will see a de-escalation in the security situation in and around Ukraine, and that the discussions will lead to outcomes that reassure all parties about the peace and security in Europe and the inviolability of sovereign borders," for example. Gregory, this is anticipating the conversation between the U.S. State Department and the Foreign Ministry of the Russian Federation the 9th and 10th of January, imminently. And before that, we're told that the foreign ministers of the 30 members of NATO will have a virtual conversation this Friday. So we're looking at large events by foreign ministries moving around on the battlefield. However, the battlefield is Ukraine. Does any of this suggest to you a de-escalation in the immediate future?
No, because the escalation is largely on the Ukrainian and U.S. and Western side. I mean, the U.S. in particular has been pushing the Ukrainian government to escalate the situation, to confront Russia over the de facto polarization of Ukraine into the Ukrainian-speaking West and the Russian-speaking East, which is a crude way to identify it. But essentially, the U.S. is saying that no, the Ethiopian government has got to threaten the Russian ethnic and linguistic areas of Ukraine in such a way that Russia will be forced to come in to protect its people in the eastern Ukraine. And absent that U.S.-led escalation, we would not be seeing this potential conflict situation. So it was disingenuous of Ambassador Sullivan to imply that he was a peacemaker and that he was trying to bring about a reduction in tensions. The United States government at the moment, and I can't believe that I'm in a period when I'm having to say this, the U.S. government has been escalating this situation in a manner which is sufficiently provocative that it's causing great concern in parts of the world, including in NATO. And we see that the Russian government is being forced to demonstrate that it is not about to be pushed around on this issue, because for Russia, the neutrality, if you like, of the buffer zone of states around it was something which it had been guaranteed by President Reagan and Prime Minister Thatcher.
The puzzle then going forward with these talks is that the talks will lead to what? I understand they'll lead to more talks, but does that in some fashion solve what we see to be a massive deployment by the Russian forces and great panic among Ukrainian people? In Moscow, I'm told, for example, this is presented to the Russian public as NATO attacking Russian-speaking Ukrainians, NATO attacking Donbass, NATO provoking Russia, NATO making Russia the victim as it encroaches upon the Russian Federation. That's how the Russian people are told this. Do you believe that these talks can lead to Russia telling another story, or is that story the one they're going to stay with?
Well, I think they're going to stay with it because it's the truth. I mean, what we're seeing is the U.S. escalating the situation by putting U.S. troops and U.S. military equipment into Ukraine. So basically, the situation is that the U.S. sees that, or hopes that it can force Russia onto the defensive and force
with
the situation.
What, Gregory? What are they forcing with? Is there some magic phrase they're going to use? Sergei Lavrov is supervising these conversations. He is a veteran of not being forced anywhere. I mean, he sits forever and listens to things that he knows that he's not going to agree to. So do you see a resolution of this, or is this going to be a constant frozen conflict for the rest of the Biden administration?
It will be, I believe, a frozen confrontation until the end of the Biden administration. We can only hope that the U.S. doesn't push Ukrainian forces into doing something precipitate. They're already, if you like, whipping up a fervor among Ukrainians that they have to defend their homeland by attacking the Russian-speaking areas of Donbass and the like. And the reality is that none of that is necessary, and de-escalation would look very, very different from a diplomatic sense to the rhetoric we're hearing today, which is all putting the blame on the Russians. And that plays well in the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post.
It certainly does. But it has
no impact at all on the physical reality on the ground or what Russia must do to preserve its own strategic access to the Black Sea.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, at the beginning of 2022. Lots of turmoil. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.